So estate planning certainly comes with a variety of challenges. Some are ones that you need to address that are obvious, while others need to be seen as possibilities so that your wishes will be preserved no matter what objections may or may not take place after you've departed. What about when it comes to the LGBTQ plus community? Are the priorities the same? Are there additional steps that need to be taken so that all points of an estate plan are and remain solid? With us now to take a look at all of this is a partner in the Trust and Estate Practice at Mandelbaum Barrett. They have several locations throughout New Jersey. If you're listening on the stream, Denver, Florida, Boca Raton, North Palm Beach as well. Jason Marks, how are you today, Jason?
I'm well, Chris. Thank you for having me on the show.
MBLawFirm.com to find out more about the legal services of Mandelbaum Barrett. We have that link, of course, on our homepage for your reference. It was 2015. Supreme Court decision made same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. With that ruling, did that put estate planning on a level playing field for all points concerned?
Level playing field, maybe not completely level, but it certainly brought things up to better parity. That and also with that, the Respect for Marriage Act that was enacted the end of last year helped to bring more rights and more equality, if you will, to the LGBTQ plus community, particularly as it relates to their estate planning and retirement planning needs.
Now, when it comes to estate planning for the non-LGBTQ plus couple, there's a significant difference between being a married couple and a not married couple. How big of a difference and a significance is it with the LGBTQ plus community? I'm envisioning something, for example, of if a relative, a grandparent, whatever the case may be, objected to that lifestyle and the death takes place, the passing takes place. Let's just say there's a kid involved. Someone could step forward with an objection saying that I don't want that child going with that individual because they were never married, and I'm family. So I think I'll take that kid. Thank you very much.
You're talking particularly, specifically with respect to guardianship and possibly even adoption?
Exactly.
Depends what state you live in. I think New Jersey, it's a much more liberal state, and if an individual is named, regardless of what their preferences and orientations are, if an individual is named as a guardian under somebody's will, that they have the rights first before anybody else to take. If, on the other hand, there is a vacancy or somebody is not designated as guardian of a minor child when somebody passes, the question about who that individual, who the child is going to live with and be raised by, will be determined by our courts. And that's where the courts will determine what is in the best interest of the child. And it could be, the individual who is a member of the LGBTQ plus community. It could be someone who may not be, but the arguments will be made in court. And unfortunately, as difficult and as troubling as it sounds, it'll have to be determined that way.
Which, as you said, too, that's the it's not exactly a full level playing field. I was thinking of this as sort of off topic directly of what we're talking about here, but there's a new law in Florida that allows judges in that state to modify custody agreements from another state if a child in this case is receiving they call the gender affirming health care, which they define in Florida as physical harm. So as an example, Bob and Susan, they get divorced in California. Susan gets full custody of that child who is on hormone replacement therapy. So under this law, Bob could move to Florida and ask a judge there who would look at that treatment as physical harm to give Bob the custody instead of Susan.
In my opinion, I think it's a terrible result. But yes, that is a possibility. And you're right. There is lack of parity when it comes to that. And that's why I said before, it really depends upon what state you live in.
With financial planning, really no matter what the situation is is designating a financial power of attorney maybe one of the most overlooked aspects of financial planning and estate planning?
It is. To a large extent, a lot of individuals take for granted the fact that, especially when they're younger, that they may need someone as a surrogate decision maker. You know, someone who will be available to help make financial, legal decisions, and with respect to the living will and the advanced directives for healthcare decisions during an individual's lifetime. You know, it usually dawns on most couples, most individuals later on in their lives that they need to address these things. But you know, as part of any financial plan, there should be a good estate plan, and having a durable general power of attorney, one that survives incapacity of the principal, and having a living will and an advanced health care directive designating the surrogate decision makers is an important tool and an important part of the estate plan.
Attorney Jason Marks, who is partner in the trust and estate practice at Mandelbaum Barrett, several New Jersey locations as well as Denver, Boca Raton, North Palm Beach in Florida. MBLawFirm.com is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. The probate, I guess, is the landmine that we all want to have avoided because, well, we won't be here, so we can't speak up for ourselves, and we have to leave as much of a solid foundation, as I said in the introduction, as possible. What are the elements of that foundation that would, especially with the non-married LGBTQ plus couple, they would have to address?
Dealing with probate is different in every state. Some states are complicated. Some states are expensive. New Jersey, in particular, is relatively simple and relatively inexpensive. I tell my clients that, you know, probate, you know, the surrogate courts in New Jersey, the law in New Jersey takes the position that it's sort of better to ask for forgiveness than permission. In New Jersey, we probate the will, and then we notify all of the beneficiaries and heirs at law that the will has been probated. So it's already been done for the most part. You know, the idea of avoiding probate is, for those states, particularly Florida, you know, it's one of those states where it's very difficult and cumbersome to go through the probate process. It almost never completely works out, is what I find, because invariably there's always one asset. It's usually the car, but there's invariably one asset that has not been taken out of an individual's probate estate, and that means that they've put it into a trust, or they've removed it from their individual name so that the asset that they have passes outside of their will, either by way of a right of survivorship or perhaps a beneficiary designation, or it's been placed into a trust to avoid probate specifically. But as I said, there's always that one straggling item that they forget to retitle, and they wind up having to go through the probate process anyway. As I said, New Jersey, easy. It's inexpensive. I don't necessarily think that it's necessary to avoid probate. I think it's more important to have an effective plan that disposes of an individual's assets in the way that they want and to whom they want the assets to go. I think that's much more important than the idea of just blanketly avoiding the probate process.
So for right now, if someone is listening and this is sparking the idea of, you know what, it's time we start thinking about this, whether you're part of the LGBTQ plus community, married, unmarried or not, whatever the case may be, about 30 seconds left here. What are the two or three most important starting points for people to start examining and say, this is what we have to focus on and work on to lay down that foundation and we go from there?
Number one, talk to an attorney. The go it alone idea of doing estate planning documents online winds up getting people into more trouble. Talk to an attorney. There are attorneys at all levels of prices, but speak to an attorney who is versed in tax and estate planning and meet with that person to design a plan that meets your objectives.
easy solution right there. And one of the starting points is the law firm Mandelbaum Baird, mblawfirm.com, location throughout New Jersey, as well as in Denver and in Florida, in Boca Raton and North Palm Beach, if you're listening on the stream in those locations. We've been talking with the partner in the trust and estate practice at Mandelbaum Baird, Jason Marks. Jason, hopefully your words will spark some initiative for people to financially protect themselves and those around them, because it's a challenging time when a passing happens. You don't want to make an extra challenge on top of that. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.